Have you been standing out here this whole time? Well, you look freezing. Come on, get in. I got here as fast as I could. Which is why I'm still in my pajamas. I know, do not mock. It is 1 o'clock in the morning. It's not like I was gonna show up dressed business casual. So, how are you? Yeah, you sounded exhausted on the phone. I can't believe your girlfriend really kicked you out. This is like the third fight she started this week. And for what? Eventually she's gonna run out of things to blame you for. I'm so sick of her treating you this way. It's the same thing over and over again. She picks a fight, you give her space, she apologizes, you forgive her. This is getting to be too much, even for me. I'm not the one who's been living with her. I mean, if this happens one more time, I swear. How do you know it's not gonna happen again? I mean, sure, this is the first time she's kicked you out, but we both know she's still going to come crawling back in a few days. All I'm saying is that when she does, she better have a good apology. I mean, leaving you to stand in the rain like this? I can't believe she doesn't even have the decency to let you sleep on the couch for tonight. It's ridiculous. Anyway, you can stay with me for as long as you need. Of course. There's a sleeper sofa and plenty of room, so... Honestly, when you called and asked if you could stay over at my place tonight, I was actually really happy. Yeah. Tired because your call woke me up, but happy. Been a while since we've hung out like that. I just wish it were under better circumstances. I really am sorry about all of this. You shouldn't have to be dealing with it. It's just so unfair that people like you can get stuck with people like her. Anyway. What about all your stuff? Don't you need to pack? She didn't really give you a chance to pack, did she? I guess tomorrow when she's at work, you can get your things. At least that way you won't have to be in the same room as her. If you need help packing up your stuff, I can assist you in taping up boxes or whatever. It's a skill I've perfected over the years, after so many moves. So, you ready to go? I know we have clean sheets somewhere. Oh, here we go. They've got little penguins on them. They're my roommate's sheets. She's at her boyfriend's place tonight. And most nights. They're in their honeymoon phase, so she's there a lot more than she's here. I don't even know why she bothers paying rent. You are in luck, because I ordered takeout for dinner and I got like 3 times as much food as I could ever eat in my lifetime. Are you hungry? Help yourself. Do you want me to microwave it first? When was the last time you were here? Right, that dinner party I invited you to. Or I guess my roommate invited you to. It was her idea. She'd heard me talk about you so much that she was desperate to finally meet you. Plus, I think she wanted an excuse to drink. How many glasses of wine did it take for her to spend the rest of the evening talking like Peppa Pig? 6. Yeah, that sounds about right. That dinner party was kind of a while ago. It's weird that you haven't come over since. No, I didn't mean. It's okay. I understand. I know how she'd get when you'd come over for long periods of time. It's not worth getting into another fight over. I mean, to be honest though, I can kind of see where she was coming from. She doesn't really know me well, like at all. All she knows is that you and I have been friends since we were kids, and that even as adults, we still sometimes have slumber parties. Think about it from her perspective. But obviously that doesn't excuse all the other fights she started. You know what? I think my roommate still has a bottle of wine somewhere. Yeah, I'm positive. Somewhere in here, I think. I don't think she'll mind if we, borrow it. Now, the penguin sheets, on the other hand. To slumber parties. Cheers. You've never liked any of my boyfriends. Okay, wait, but Patrick, you accused of going through my wallet, which he did, but that's not the point. Even with just guys I've dated, you've always found something to complain about. I have a very distinct memory of you saying that one of the guys I was dating smelled like a dentist's office, and you didn't mean it as a compliment. To be fair, I've never liked any of your girlfriends. Maybe we both just attract all the wrong kinds of people. Except that doesn't make sense because we attracted each other. I mean, like, we attracted each other into our lives. I guess that goes to show that relationships are just more complicated than friendships. It's true. I mean, once feelings are involved, nothing is easy. Isn't it supposed to be easy, though? A good relationship? Isn't a good relationship supposed to be easy? I guess I wouldn't know either. You know what's even harder than a relationship? Dating. I hate dating. Okay, this is gonna sound terrible. I hate getting to know people. Like, I wish I could say it's fun and exciting, but it's just so exhausting for me to be in the talking stage with someone and know that it might not even go anywhere. And that I'll just have to start all over again with a stranger. Isn't that the way it always ends? I just hate it. You were lucky to be in a long-term relationship. Even if it was toxic. But I mean, a lot of the time, the good stuff outweighed the bad stuff, right? That's why you stayed with her. The good must have been Really good then. I kind of wish I'd gotten to know that side of her. The sweet, loving girlfriend side. Just so I could have a better understanding of why you loved her so much. I'm sorry, I don't mean... I feel like I'm making this worse. Am I being enough supportive? Reverse those last two words. I want to be here for you. Will you let me know if there's anything I can do to help? You're fine. Oh, really? You're not upset about the breakup? I thought you loved her. You haven't for a while. Then why did you stay with her? So you were hoping that she could still go back to being the person she used to be? Maybe she still can. I don't know. I think anything is possible. Really? So you're saying that even if tomorrow she magically became a better person, the person you fell in love with, you wouldn't take her back? I heard you. I'm just not sure I believe you. You really are done with her. Wow. Nothing, I guess. I never thought I'd hear you say that. I think I just kind of accepted a long time ago that you were gonna be with her forever. I thought you would get married and have kids and a golden retriever. I can't imagine going home to the same person every day and then just suddenly not. The thought of that terrifies me. I don't know how you're so calm about this. Right, because you don't love her anymore. Nothing, I'm sorry. It's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. You don't love her anymore. You don't love her anymore. I think I've had too much wine. I'm a little tipsy. A little itsy bitsy tipsy. Like the spider. Hey, just be grateful that I'm not talking like this. Oops. And I spilled wine on your shirt. I'm so sorry. That's probably a sign that we should call it a night, huh? I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Here, I'll help wipe it up. I'm so sorry. Thank goodness you're laughing too, because otherwise I'd feel even worse about this. I'm pretty sure this stain will come out, yeah. As long as it doesn't sit for too long. If I put it in the washer in the next, like, 30 minutes, it'll be okay. Whoa, okay. Are you taking off your shirts? Okay. I said in the next 30 minutes, not 30 seconds. But okay. Yeah, I'm fine. Was I staring? I was zoning out. It's the wine. It's the wine. What? Are you suggesting that maybe I was staring at your body? I know what you're thinking. I'm onto you. Okay, I will admit that the last time I saw you without a shirt on was when we were like 15 and swimming in the pool. And obviously you look different than you did when you were 15. So I was simply taking a moment to process that. That's all. I can't believe we're having this conversation. Actually, you know what I really can't believe? That you're sitting on my bed without a shirt on. This is like every teenage fantasy of mine come to life. What? Sorry. What? I don't know. What did I say? I think the wine has officially gone to my head. I just meant that, you know, that, you know. Yes, you do. I think you do. Okay, fine. I just meant that I, I used to wonder what it would be like. You know? Yes, you do. Hey, I can do this all night. Haven't you ever thought about it? I mean, hasn't it crossed your mind? Even just once? For a fleeting moment? I hate myself for it. Because people have always teased me about you. And asked me if we're really just friends. If I really don't have any feelings for you. And every time I'd say that I don't, they'd be like, yeah, right, or not for long. And I hate that I'm proving them right. But I'm okay with being wrong if it means that I have you. Did I just say pause? I don't want to. I mean, I don't want to forget. And I have a feeling that we won't remember much of this tomorrow. Maybe we can just sleep right now and resume later. I've waited so many years, I think I can wait one more night. Nothing, I was just, I'm glad that I'm the person you called tonight. Also, your shirt is probably stained for good. I'm sorry.